computer.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Don't Assume My Genre, Season 4, Episode 2. I don't think we hate each other's music yet, because we're still at the point where we can agree on set lists.
This set list was mostly Joe being like, hey, I like this song. Do you like it? And me being like, yeah, I do like it. And then we play it.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get started. Yeah. The first song
is I'm introducing it.
Oh, I thought we were starting with this one.
Oh, we are starting that one. I thought we were starting
because I had them in an alternating order, so yeah, we could introduce. Them. We could both. So anyway, first song is a song that I listened to for my Music 103 class that I just had an exam in. Hopefully, I did well. My Music 103 class, Intro to World Music Traditions. It's called Tutu Bavi, and it's a traditional Ghanaian lullaby. So, let's take a listen. Hopefully we didn't accidentally lull any of you listeners to sleep with that one.
Our next one should wake you up a little bit. This one's the banger of the summer. Baby Shark, doot 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 doot.
Who's it by?
Some people on YouTube. I think this song's been around
called Pink Fong.
The song's been around long enough that it's probably like public domain. I don't know.
Potentially, but this version is by Pink Fong, so enjoy.
Grandpa Shark. Let's go hunt it, do 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 do. Let's go.
Okay.
That was Baby Shark.
That was weird.
Anyway,
here's a... Alex, what month is it? And more importantly, do you remember 6 nights ago?
I think I do, Joe. I think I do.
6 nights ago.
It was the 21st night of September.
Once again, that was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Our next song is Tom Sawyer by Rush, a band I know my dad loves a lot. And you want to know a fun fact about this song? For some reason, it was referenced in an episode of Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think one of the characters had mentioned Tom Sawyer from the book. And then the main character, who I share the same name with, she goes...
That's Selena Gomez, right?
Yes, it was Selena Gomez's character. Okay. She was like, oh, Tom Sawyer, like that Rush song.
Ah, classic. So yeah.
A Monday warrior, mean, strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean. That was Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Our next song is by The Mamas and the Papas, the same band that brought us California Dreaming, one of the top five greatest songs of all time. And it's called Monday Monday, even though it's actually Thursday today. But let's just pretend that it's Monday.
Take me. Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
And once again, that was Monday, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas.
All right, Joe, I know you said that California Dreamin' was in your top five songs, the top five songs of all time. What are the other four?
Build Me Up Buttercup, Baby Shark, Spanish Flea, and what was the other one? There was definitely another one. It might be Boom 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 by the Venga Boys.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
All right. Next song is Cough Syrup by Young the Giant.
losing my mind, losing control.
That was Cough Syrup by Young the Giant, and I could really use some cough syrup right now, because I'm super sick.
Our next song is Levitate by 21 Pilots, which will be off their new album Trenches, which comes out in
about a week and a day.
A week and a day. And Alex and I, along with a few of our other friends, are going to be seeing them live, I think exactly a month from now.
You are correct.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
It's going to be really good.
They're probably going to perform this song. It's probably my favorite song that they've released off this new album.
It's probably my least favorite off the new album so far, but I do enjoy it, so that's a good sign.
All right. Although I might like Jumpsuit better, I don't know yet, but let's take a listen. Once again, that was Levitate by 21 Pilots.
Our next song is The Island by Vinyl Theater.
Cast me out, yeah. Don't deal me out again. I'm just a simple kid with a simple life trying to get out. Don't cast me out, yeah. Don't deal me out again. I'm just a simple kid with a simple life trying to get out. Trying to get out.
That was The Island by Vinyl Theater.
The next song is my Paramore pick of the week.
Oh, I forgot we used to do that. Yeah, we could bring that back.
It's one of my favorite bands, Paramore. It's their song Decode, which was the theme song for the movie Twilight, which is one of the worst movie series of all time.
Okay, it's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's not that bad.
Anyway, it was the theme song to that movie, which is was the best thing about the movie, probably. And then it's not on Spotify, but the live version from their self-titled tour is on Spotify. So we're going to be playing a live version of Decode by Paramore for you. So strap in.
Oh,
And that was Decode, live at Red Rocks, by Paramore.
Right, our next song is I Don't Like You by The Rex.
We and saw them live.
Yeah, we did see them live. But Joe, you know what?
What?
I don't like you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to play it now.
Different ways. You're out of control. Don't wanna see me lose my mind. Cause every time I do, I make a fool out of you. So come on, let me hear it one more time. I don't like you.
And that was I Don't Like You by The Rex. And you know what, Joe? I lied. I do like you. You're a good friend, bud.
Cool. And on that note, we're going to play a song by Jermaine Jackson's little brother. I don't know if he ever amounted to anything, but it's called Billie Jean. And that was once again Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Our next song is Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco, off Death of a Bachelor, the last album I really listened to by them.
I didn't listen to the last one either. I didn't like any of the singles.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
This is a pretty good album, though.
It is.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. People have told me I don't look the same. Maybe I lost weight. I'm playing hooky with the best of the best. Put my heart on my chest so that you can see it too. I'm walking the long road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck. Table for two, and I just wanna be served. And when you think of me, am I the best you've ever had? Share one more drink with me, smile even though you're sad.
And that was Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco.
Well, you know what they say, Alex. It's better for to have the death of a bachelor than the death of 9 million dead children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. This message has been brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
You should definitely check that website out because it's definitely still up and operational.
Yep, and it definitely hasn't been out of operation for over 5 years. Anyway, our next song is by Elton John. It's from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Oh, I'm going to be seeing Elton John next year.
And I am so jealous.
And I completely forgot about that. And it's called Benny and the Jets. But not only is it Benny and the Jets, it's the 2014 remastered version. So let's dive right in.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Benny and the Jets by Elton John.
All right. Our last song for the day, unfortunately, has to be All Good Things Come to an End, is Reptilia by The Strokes. Amazing song. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
And that was Reptilia by The Strokes.
And with that, the radio show comes to an end.
Now we got 4 minutes.
What are we going to do for 4 minutes?
I don't know. We found something last week. You got any more stories, Joe?
I don't have any stories. I don't have any stories.
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
You want to play Two Bobby again?
No, I don't. interesting stories. Well, Elon's not coming back till Monday.
Yeah,
because
he has needs.
He does have needs. He's doing better though, Joe.
Oh, that's good.
No, he's not.
Oh, never mind.
but he's got prescribed stronger medication. So.
Oh, that's not good.
He'll maybe be doing better.
I guess.
What else happened? Trisha dragged me on rounds with her this week. That was fun.
That's cool. I found out one of my old physics professors is going to be performing at Porchfest this weekend.
Are you going to go see him?
I want to. A couple of my friends and I tried to figure out what his pseudonym is, but we couldn't find it. Maybe we will.
Well, if you just go, wouldn't you?
There are a lot of different venues. There's like, it's at like 20 different porches at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, family weekend's this weekend. I mean, my family's not coming because I'm going home next weekend.
Yeah, it's dumb for them to do that right before fall break.
But WJRH is going to be playing some music on the quad for the tailgate before the football game that we're inevitably going to lose. So come on out to that. I'm going to be helping set up.
Do you know who we're going to play?
I totally do know, but I can't remember.
Probably a team that's better than us.
So, like, any team we're going to play?
It's a team.
It's a team that exists. Yeah, but
I still, to this day, I have been to almost every home football game. I have never seen us win.
Yeah.
The only game I didn't go to was the one time we won while I was here. Fun fact.
Are we going tomorrow, Joe? Or Saturday, I mean?
Well, if we don't go, then we'll probably win.
So let's stay home.
Exactly.
Yeah, but come on out on Saturday afternoon, like 4 to 6. Ben Gordon, our general manager, is going to be spinning some records out there.
If he gives another anti-capitalist tirade, I will be very entertained.
I don't know if he will, because we have to keep it super clean, because it's parents' weekend.
The festival plane thing was clean, wasn't it? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't think his rant could be considered family-friendly.
It was a random rambling of syllables.
And grass. He talked a lot about grass.
It was weird.
It was the Festival of Green.
I'm pretty sure it was the Festival of Paint, co-sponsored by the Lafayette Environmental Awareness and Protection.
It was definitely called Festival of Paint Goes Green.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
But
good time.
We called it the Festival of Green here in WJRH.
I was also working at it, but for Leap, which co-sponsored the event.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was making milkshakes. Fun time.
Yeah. It was good. They had some pretty good popcorn.
They did. They had they had buffalo chicken popcorn, which was actually pretty nasty.
I'm not surprised. They had some good burgers and hot dogs.
They did.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of records to decorate, and for some reason one of them was a Bill Cosby record.
Oof.
That was awkward. Yep. So it's 2:00.
Yeah, you want to sign us out, Joe?
I guess it's time for our conclusion. Good times were had by all, but unfortunately, we must go on with our day. So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoedy.
And I'm Alex.
This has been Don't Assume Our Genre. We're not going to tell you the contact information this time, because we've told you like 15 times. If you were going to contact...
Emil's going to get mad at us if we say the phone number and then go off air.
If you were going to contact WJRH, you would have contacted them by now. So, goodbye. See you next week. Same time, same place. Wait, is next week fall break? No, that's after
Friday.
No,
we'll be here.
We will be here. Okay, so goodbye.
Thanksgiving break, we won't be here.